Unit 13, Contracting Firms. At the contracting firm just outside of Boston, James was the supervisor of all employee matters. For many years, the firm thrived. Due to a favorable economy and the fact that Boston was constantly undergoing major construction projects, James's roster of employees was one of the finest groups of manual labor workers in New England, and he always got the best out of them. They constantly fulfilled all of their major responsibilities. On job sites without being told twice or delaying their work. James's contracting firm oversaw many projects in the early 1990s. First, they worked on improving Boston Harbor's waterways. To allow adequate ship transportation in and out of the city. Next, they built a massive warehouse used to store foodstuffs such as grain. And wheat to be used in a city emergency. Time and time again, the firm received high efficiency. Ratings and above average reviews from their clients. However, in 2008, the economy took a turn for the worse due to the avarice practices of major banks in Boston and all around the world. There was an economic crisis that went into full effect. At first, James did not believe that the crisis would have any consequences. For his firm, since construction is always needed in society if progress is to be made. To his dismay, in the winter of that year, the city of Boston revoked the firm's usual budget and told them that they needed to downsize their staff. Beyond this, the city put many restrictions on what the firm could spend money on, limiting them a great deal on purchasing new supplies and equipment. Despite James's various protests and letters to the city manager exhorted him to fire a large portion of the firm's employees. James went against this advice strongly, holding that the most valuable and tangible assets the firm held were their exceptional employees. In the end, though, it was left up to his discretion to oversee the downsizing of over 100 employees on the payroll. As the firm's human resource monitor, James was the best man for the job to determine who they could lose and who they could not afford to let go. James was heartbroken and had nightmares that some of the people he fired might even commit suicide. The next day.